sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu, and for Daniel Sheinabin Mirushua Falik, Lili Nishmasel, the Refuas Rav Chaim Yitzchak Ben Freida Fegalea, the Refuas Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, the Refuas Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Bilshu Kulanu Nivasha B'Tshuas Olamim. The Rambam in the 10th paragraph of Hilchos Melacha Melacha Gimel writes, Ben Noach Shen is Gayer Mol V'Tov Arachach Rotza Lachzor Me'achrei Hashem V'Lios Ger Toshav Bilvad Shem Mikodem Ein Shomen Lo Ela Yiyah Ki Yisrael L'Chol Dover Oye Harek. That if you have a Goy who became a Ger Mila Tvila, and now he wants to be Chozer Me'achrei Hashem, he wants to be a Ger Toshav, he wants to be a no longer a Ger Tzedek but a Ger Toshav like he was before, we don't listen to him, he remains a Jew, or Yeharek is Chayiv Misa. So we have to understand the Rambam. Why should he be killed just because he wants to go back and be a Goy? Why is that a reason that he's Chayiv Misa? So the Pshita is because he wants to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, like we find in Avodah Zarah Chafaf Amud Aleph, that Minim Moridim, and the Gemara says that a Min is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So to the Rambam and Hilchos Rotzeach and Perek Dalet Alacha Yud, Mitzvah Lahargan, talking about Ovdi Avodah Zarah Mi Yisrael. So L'chori wants to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and Ovid Avodah Zarah is Yehari. The only problem is that it says here that he's a Ger, he wants to be a Ger Toshev. He wants to be a Ger Toshev, then he's obviously not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. You only kill him for being an Ovid Avodah Zarah, not for being a Ger Toshev. Ger Toshev is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So we don't understand why he's Chayav Misa for wanting to go back and be a Ger Toshev, since there's clearly an Ovid Avodah Zarah involved, because else Ger Toshev, he does Gerim Toshev and Marvin Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the Brisker Rav already asked this Kashi, he didn't understand this Rambam. We also have to understand the Rambam in the 13th parak of the Surah Bi Alacha Yud Zayin, who writes that the Ger, if he's Chozer and he's Ovid Avodah Zarah, you return his Aveda. Why would you return his Aveda? He's no longer your brother. You only return your Aveda your brother. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim that he's no longer your brother. Just on his Ratzon alone, Lachzor Me'acharei Hashem, he's Chayiv Misa. So why, if somebody is Chozer before, you see here he's Mamish in practice, he goes back and he's Ovid Avodah Zarah, you return as Aveda, why would he be Achicha? To return an Aveda, if he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, just on the Ratzon alone to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's Chayiv Misa, he's no longer Achicha. Certainly, he was already Ovid. Very difficult. The Magid Mishnah writes that your machzir is a vedasa is when he's a mummer, l'te'avon lechol nevelos. It's a mummer l'te'avon. The Kesef Mishnah says lo chilku bein te'avon ulahachis ela bechad mishar mitzav la'akum shemoda b'kakofer b'chol haTorah v'chein amchal Shabbos for hesereim ka'akum k'visa perakam d'chulin daf dalid kachem divrei beinu perakalef yiralef me'avos gzeila ad kan. Lashon HaKesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah is asking the Rambam, the 11th parak of Hilchos Gzeila, says Va'afilu Ayabal Aveda Rosh Avochon Nevel L'Te'ovon Mitzvah L'Hashvila Abedos Avol Nevel L'Hachis Harei Umin La'Bikorsen Be'ovdi Akum Mechalei Shabbos Fresi Oser Lachsim Aveda Ka'akum. So when we're talking about Ovdi Avodah Zarah and Mechalei Shabbos, the Rambam isn't Mechalek between the Te'avon and Lahachis. So when the Baal Aveda is an Ochel Nevelos L'Te'avon, it could be Machzir as Aveda, but not if he's Lahachis. Say there, but if he's an Ovdi Avodah Zarah, there the Rambam is not Mechalek between Lahachis and L'Te'avon. L'Te'avon means he's doing it out of Taiva. Lahachis means he's doing it to get God angry, which is a lot worse. But When it comes to Ovid of Azar, you're not mechalik between the two. So again, the Rambam says in his Surah Bia, Perakit Gemalach Yud Zayin, that if he's a ger who's Ovid of Azara, then the din is your machzer is Aveda, because he's the din of Yisrael Mumer. So the Magid Mishnah wanted to say, you know why your machzer is Aveda? Because he's only doing this L'Teyavim. Because if Mishnah says, what do you mean he's only doing it L'Teyavim? When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Teyavon is like Lahachis. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between the two in Hilchos Gezeila. So even if he's Teyavon, you still shouldn't be Machzir is Aveda. He's a din of a min, and you're not allowed to be Machzir their Aveda. The Rambam writes this Mefurish. Afilu Ebal Aveda Rosh, Abochon Avela Teyavon, Mitzvah Lashav La Aveda So. Abochon Avela Lahachis Areo Min, Vapikorsin Veovde Akum. When it comes to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you're not machzir their Aveda. So there would be no distinction between Lahachis and L'Teyavon when it comes to an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So again, we're left with the kasha of why are you machzir an Aveda to a ger who was chozer an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So chozer an Ovdei Zarah loses the status of a brother. We see that he's chayav misa if he just wants to be a ger toshev. He just wants to be chozer me'achorei Hashem, you're already not machzir him the aveda. And we don't even know what it means chozer me'achorei Hashem. Chozer me'achorei Hashem means he wants to be Ovid of the Zara. Ger toshev isn't even Ovid of the Zara. But just being chozer me'achorei Hashem, you're not machzir as aveda. Here he's Ovdei Avodah Zarah b'fo'al. So if Ovdei Avodah Zarah b'fo'al, he certainly shouldn't be machzir as aveda. And the Magid Mishnah wants to say he's l'teyavon. Says the Kesef Mishnah, but we have a source that the Rambam doesn't distinguish between l'teyavon and l'hachis. The Rambam in Perek Yudal Michas Rabbi Halacha Beis writes that if somebody wants to become a ger, modiyan also ikrei hadas. Shu Yichud Hashem ve'iser akum u'marichim b'davar zeh. That you tell him the foundations of our religion and which are Yichud Hashem and Isser Avodah Zarah, Isser Akum. So this is very difficult to understand. The Rambam calls Isser Akum Ikar Das Yisrael. What do you mean it's called Ikar Adas? Even a guy is Mitzuvah and Avodah Zarah. It's not Meyuchad Adas Yisrael. So we basically have three kashas. Why is it Ben Noach who is Misgayer? Why is a Ger who wants to go back and be a Ger Toshev Chayiv Misa? Why do you return him as Aveda? And why does the Rambam say that you tell him Ikrei, the Jewish religion, you tell him the foundations of the Jewish religion, and this means Isser Akum. Isser Akum applies to Goyim as well. So Rav Yosef Zalman Bloch, who is the son of Rav Elia Meir Bloch, I think he's still alive and well in Lakewood, New Jersey. Rav Elia Meir Bloch was the Rosh Yeshiva in Telz in the 1950s. So here's a wonderful, wonderful sefer that I really enjoy called Chaye HaMelech. Very, very geshmaka sefer. So in Simen Kuf Mem Tes, he says as follows. The Rambam, big Yisod in Emunah, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Yisrael Torah, in Halacha Vav writes, V'yidias davar zeh mitzvah esei, shenemar anochi Hashem Elokecha. Knowing that there's a God is a mitzvah esei, it says anochi Hashem Elokecha. V'chol amala al daito sheyesh elokai, acher chutz mizeh, over belos esei. Anybody who thinks for a moment, who's mal al dato, who puts up in his mind that there's another God except for our God, is over belos esei. As it says, v'lo yielecha, lo yielecha lohim achel. V'koifer be'ikr. And he is a denier of the principle of our faith. It's all totally in this ikr. You have to know that there's one God, and you can't even think that there's another one. So the Rambam enumerates the mitzvah yitzidia, the akum, the mitzvah bifnei atzma, shelo yia lecha Elohim acherim al panai. That if a person is mala al dato, that there's another God except for our Hashem, then he's over in the losa seb lo yi alecha. The mitzvah of Isser Avodas Akum is enumerated in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So here we have the mitzvah of the Isser of believing. This is in Yisrael HaTorah, believing that there's another God. And in Hilchos Akum, you have the Isser of serving another God. And the Sefer HaMitzvos, and Mitzvos Losa say Aleph, Vushas Yiranu Mehamin Be'al Acher Zulaso. It's one Isser, to believe. And then a mitzvah, hey, to bow down. A different mitzvah. So too in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Yisrael HaTorah, Mitzvah Beis, Shlo Yale B'machshav Sheishem Eloha Acher Zulasi Hashem, not to think that there's another God. And in the beginning of Hilchos Akum, Mitzvah Dalet, Shlo Yavod Osa, not to serve it. So you see a big Yisod, and that is there are two different Averis. There's one Avera of believing in another God, and there's another Avera of serving another God. It's Pashit that the Isser Akum is even, if you're not over serving another God, is Aser, even if you don't believe in the God, even if you're not over in Lo Yielecha. Like the Rambam writes, with Perek Beis, Mehilchos Akum, Alach Al Shal Lavod, El Mikol, Echad Mikol Abruin, even if you know that God is God, like Enosh knew that God was God, just serving someone else, something else, is already aser. Even if you know that God is God, a person goes to church, and he does. I was once reading a religion writer for the New York Times was saying how he took part in their in a church service as part of his work. He doesn't believe in. He didn't feel good about it, but he did it. So what a huge avera. Even though he wasn't over on Lo Yielecha, he still believes in God, but he's over on the Isser of serving other gods. Two different Isurim. So a Ben Noach is not mitzvah on Lo Yielecha. Let him believe what he believes. He's mitzuveh on not serving another God. And that's the chiluk between a ger toshav and a Yisrael. A Yisrael is mitzuveh on lo yielach. A ger toshav can believe whatever he believes, as long as he doesn't serve another God. The Jew is not even allowed to believe in another God. So it emerges that you tell a ger Ikre Hadas, the Rambam says, Isser Akum is not the Isser of Avoda Befoal, that's Isser even to a guy. But rather, what are you telling the Ger? You're telling the Ger, like the Rambam says in Yisodei HaTorah, you're not allowed to believe in another God. Serving another God, anyway, he's not allowed to serve as a guy. But he's not even allowed to believe in another God. That's something specifically Jewish. So Baruch Hashem, Farenfurt the Rambam, and Perek Yedal Miachos Esirei B'Halacha Beis, that you're telling him the Ikrei Das that are Shaykh Dafka to Yidden. What are those Ikrei Das? Avodah Zarah Shaykh to a guy. There it is now. The belief in God and in no other gods, that's Shaykh Dafka to Jews. What's a guy asir in? A guy is asir to serve other gods. Believe, let him believe what he wants. Just don't serve. So let him believe in Yashka. Just don't go to church on Sunday. That's all. Don't do any of that stuff. So when the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chavav that a min is an Ovid Avodah Zarah, why is a min an Ovid Avodah Zarah? Because whenever there's avodas kochavim b'Yisrael, when a Jew is serving idols, so he's probably believing in the idol also. And therefore, the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Milchus Ritzech Halacha Yud, Alov the Avodah Zarah, that their nerag, it's not because of the Isser Avodah, but rather because whenever there's Avodah, there's emunah, they believe in it, and therefore he's a min because of his bad deos. It's called a min, which is like a category min, it's a certain species of what? Of people who don't believe. So in the Rambam is mechayiv him misa perek dalet milchus ritzeach halacha yud, he's mechayiv him misa alts what? Alts the Amunah, because when he's a Jew, he's chayv misa, even if he believes in foreign gods and other gods. Rambam Perek Beis Milchus Akum Alocha He writes, Yisrael she'avad avodas kochav mereu ka'akum l'chol dvarav. Ve'eno ki Yisrael, a guy who serves avodah zarah is like a guy, and he's not like a Jew. He's a murmur for Avodas Kochav, he's a murmur l'chol ha'Torah kula. And then the Kesef Mishnah wonders why the Rambam repeats himself. It's a very good question. So he says, because he wants to use the Lashon of the Gemara, Ayin Shem and the Kesef Mishnah. But based on what we said, we can be Yashiv the Bepashtis, that the Rambam in Halacha Dalet writes that mitzvahs akum keneged mitzvahs kulon shenemar b'chitzishku v'lo sa'asu, etc. It's kol ha-mitzvahs halamatish kol ha-modavos kocham kofu kol ha-tar kula. We call mitzvahs kulon. So it's to tell you that if you're moide, if a person admits to avodas kochavim, he's kofer in the whole Torah, and that's ikar kol ha-mitzvahs. So the beer is the dafka b'modav avodah zarah b'hainu she'oiver b'lo yi'alecha. He's over on lo yelach Elohim acherim, don't have other gods, then his din is like he's kofer b'chol ha-Torah kula. That's ikar kol ha-mitzvahs, and that's what the Rambam writes in Yisodei HaTorah lo yelach, but not because of the avoda itself. So like when we said in Echos Ratzach, when the min is chayav misa, it's not else the avoda, it's because of his emuna, and his avoda just included his emuna, and therefore nacholach ha-hei, the Rambam splits them up into two. Avar akum is ka'akum l'chol dvarav, that's talking about the person who serves, because that includes emunah ba'akum, and that's the chiddush din, that if he's a Jew, be'echrech, when he's serving, he's also believing. And it could be that he's not a mummer for the avoda, because maybe it's talking about when the etzem avoda is l'teyavon. And as we're going to see, if the etzem avoda is l'teyavon, then he's not a mummer because of that. So why is he a mummer here? Because of his emuna. He's included in his avoda is emuna, even though he's not a mummer out of the avoda. And then when he writes a mummer l'avoda zara is a mummer l'chol haTorah kula, that's a completely different din. Even if he's not oved before al, just he wants to be oved, he's already a meshumet, a deos, and he's already a mummer l'chol haTorah kula. And that's why the Rambam uses the double lashon. Rambam uses a double lashon to tell you somebody who's oved is a mummer l'chol Eino ki Yisrael Barayu ka'akam l'chol dvarav, and somebody who just believes is a mummer l'chol haTorah kula. In both cases. Now the Kesef Mishnah learned that just serving Avodah Zarah already makes him an Eino Yisrael. And not because of the Lo Yielecha, but because he's over in Lo Sishtachaveh. And therefore, according to him, the Rambam shouldn't have split it up into two. Because included in the second one is the first one. Because in the second, right, just believing in it, just preparing to serve the idol, if that already makes one Amar Melechol HaTorah Kula, then certainly actually serving it . So therefore, why split it up into two? You don't need to tell even the Chiddush. If one is just preparing to serve it, if he just believes in it, then certainly when he actually serves it, he's ka'akum. But according to what we're saying, there are really two Chiddushim here. There's really a Chiddush in each clause. First Chiddush is when he serves Avodah Zarah. He's ka'akum, because in this service, the chiddush it's telling us is that he also believes it. And that's the chiddush, that in his service, there's also belief, even though he's not a mummer l'avodas kochavim. Because maybe he's doing it l'teyavon. That's chiddush number one. Serving it means belief, which we wouldn't have known. And then Chiddush number two is that Hachanasa Levadi is already a Meshumet. Just believing it in it, he's a Meshumet. So now we can return to the Rambam in the 13th Perek of Esurei B'Halacha Yudzayin, and to the Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah, that Rambam there says that a ger who returns to serve idols, you return as Aveda. And Magid Mishnah says, we ask to return as Aveda, he's in Oved Avodah Zarah. Magid Mishnah says he's L'Teyavon, and the Kesef Mishnah says, no. When it comes to Oved Avodah Zarah, you're not mechalik between Teyavon and Lahachis. So now we can say as follows, to explain the Magid Mishnah, that above Avodah Zarah, there's no chilik between Lahachis and Teyavon, is not because the Etzem Isra Avodah Zarah Kshula Atzma. Because Mitzad Atzma, there's no distinction between the Isra of Avodah Zarah and all other Isurei Torah. Rather, mitzad that he's over on lo yielecha, and because of this iser, there's no chiluk between lahachis and l'teava. When it comes to serving the idol, there is a chiluk between lahachis and l'teava. That l'teava doesn't make the person into a goy; he could be machzir as a veda. And lahachis, you're not machzir as a veda. What's l'teava? By the ma'aseh of Avodah Zarah, he enjoys. It's hanah for him to serve the Avodah Zarah, whatever the hanah is. Maybe part of the service is that he sleeps with a non-Jewish woman. Okay? So that's hanah, and that's his Avodah Zarah, and that's l'teyavon. So when it comes to the ma'aseh of Avodah Zarah, there's no chiluk between lahachis. There's no chiluk between the Isra Avodah Zarah and all the other Isurim in the Torah. We're mechalik between the Hachas and the Te'ala. That the Te'ala, he doesn't have a Din Akum. And the Hachas, he does have a Din Akum. When are we not mechalik between the Hachas and the Te'avon? When it comes to Lo Yielecha. There's no difference if you're over on Lo Yielecha, if you believe it, Lahachas or the Te'avon. Because he's a kofir baker and he's a min, like the Lashon of the Gemara, called Hamodeb Avodah Zarah. There, your Modeb Avodah Zarah, it's talking about the belief. There's no difference between Lahachas and the Te'avon. So that's all. If talking about a Jew's Obed Avodah Zarah, Kaloshin Arambam, that we brought in a Hilchas Akum, Perek Beis Lachay Yisrael Sha'avad, Avodas Kochav Mareyak Akum Choldvarav. A Jew, Dafka Jew, Mashen came when a Goy is Obed Avodah Zarah, he's not Musar and Lo Yelecha, and also he's not over on Minus. And it's not muchruch that he's kofir be'ikr. When a Jew is Oved Avodah Zarah, so when he's being Oved on the Etzem Avoda, so there's a distinction between Lahachas and L'Teyavon. But the problem is that when he's Oved, he's also believing. But when a guy is Oved Avodah Zarah, he's not over in Lo Yelecha, and it doesn't mean that he doesn't believe. Like we have in the Gemara in Chulin, and Dafid Gimel Amid Beis, that Goyim, who are over Avodah Zarah, don't really believe it. It's Minagav Sam Biyadayim. It doesn't prove that they don't really believe. Not a Raya in their Deos. So now we can explain the Rabba Magids. What does the Magid Mishnah mean? That a Ger that returns to Avodah Zarah, he does it with Te'avon, he's still concluded in Amitcha. Because by a ger, there's no proof he's a min. Why? Because my son was saying, be a dam. His father was an Ovid of Zarah, his grandfather was an Ovid of Zarah. So when he goes back to be Ovid of Zarah, he's doing it, maybe, my son was saying, be a dam. He doesn't really believe it. When a Jew is Ovid of Zarah, like we said, so that's a hochacha. So included in this avod is also belief. And that's why he's chayiv misa, and that's why he's mufka from being achicha. But when it comes to a goy or a ger who says that his avoda means that he believes it, maybe he doesn't believe it, might have the same bidea. Talking about a goy shechazer v'ovet akum. He's going back to what he's used to doing. Might have the same bidea. There's no minus. So when it comes to the Etzem Havoda, when it comes to the belief, he doesn't believe. And what about the Etzem Havoda that he's doing? That's L'Teyavon. That's l'te'avon. So that explains beautifully the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah said he's l'te'avon. The Kesef Mishnah says no difference between te'avon and not te'avon when it comes to avodah zarah. The Teretz says no. That's only there's no difference when it comes to amunos. So we're talking about somebody here who doesn't really believe in it because he's just he's a ger. Myself is saying b'idem. He doesn't really believe in the avodah zarah. There's no difference between l'te'avon and l'hachis. When it comes to amunos, but he doesn't believe in it. Aye, but he's serving idols, so he's only doing l'te'avon like the Magid Mishnah says. He's only doing l'te'avon like Kol HaTorah Kula. If it's only l'te'avon, he's still a chicha. And memele, your return is aveda. And the Kesef Mishnah, who asked on the Magid, the Rabbi Magid, he's l'shitaso. But the avod itself gives him a din min. And therefore, there you don't distinguish between te'avon and l'hachis. We're saying, according to the Magid Mishnah, we want to learn Pshat in the Rambam, that what gives a person a din min, it's the belief. And if he's a Jew and he's serving, so it's the belief that gives him a din min, not the service. In the service there's belief. But if it's a ger, in the service there's not necessarily belief. And therefore he's not a min. And if the actual service is l'te'avon, so Shalmai Yisrael, he can return his aveda to him. According to the Magid Mishnah, the avod, according to the Kesef Mishnah, the avod itself gives him a din min. And therefore you can't distinguish between te'avon and l'hachis. So when it comes to min, you're not distinguishing between te'avon and l'hachis. And we're saying that when it comes to the Yatzim Avodah, the Yatzim Avodah doesn't make him a min. The Yatzim Avodah doesn't make him a min. It's the Amunah that makes him a min. So when it comes to the Amunah, we're not distinguishing between L'te'avon and L'achis. But you know what? This ger doesn't believe in it. So therefore, we're not going to get him on his emunah. What about on the Etzem Avodah? On the Etzem Avodah, he's only l'te'avon. So he's cool. He can return his aveda. He's not cool, but you can return his aveda. He's still a Jew. And the Kesef Mishnah holds no, that when it comes to the Etzem Avodah, you're not distinguishing between l'te'avon and l'achis. And therefore, he wonders why you're returning the aveda. So now it's mamish gevaldik. To understand the Rambam, Perek Yud, Mehochas Melacha, Melacha Gimel. We're coming back to where we started, my beloved friends. And that is, the Rambam writes that if a Ger Toshev wants to be Chozer Me'acharei Hashem, the Ger Tzedek wants to be Chozer Me'acharei Hashem to be a Ger Toshev, like he was before. What does that mean? So it's Pashu Barur that this Lashon of Lach Zemachre Hashem doesn't mean he wants to do Avodah Zarah. He wants to be a Kofir Baker. Like the Rambam in the 10th paragraph of Chazakum Malach Aleph, Shabikorsim and Meisirim Es Ha'am Me'achre Hashem. And therefore his din is Sheyaharek Umoridin Ve'ein Malin. That apikorsim, those who are kofir v'ikar, are meisir asam me'achare Hashem. And therefore he has a din of yehareg umaridin v'lo malin. So it's not pshat that he wants to do a ma'isa avodah zarah, but rather he wants to stop believing. He's a pagam in his emunah, in his deos. And for a Jew, what's the din? Like the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Mehilchos Akum Alach Aleph, that these apikorsim dinam sheyahareg umoridin v'lo malin. So originally we asked, why is this ger toshev chayev misa? Because he wants to serve avodah zarah, No. Why is this ger? Why is this ger tzedek chayiv misa? Because he wants to serve avodah zara. We said no. Can't because he wants to serve avodah zara. Because he says he wants to be a ger toshav. Ger toshav is not obed avodah zara. So rather, pshat is he wants to be a ger toshav, and he doesn't want to be obed avodah zara, just like a ger toshav. He just wants to be a min. Why would a min want to be a ger toshev, right? Why would somebody who doesn't believe in God want to be a ger toshev? Somebody who's kofer biker want to be a ger toshev? That's a question. But it says, "Rotzeh lachzer me'acharei Hashem." Also, it answers even if you say that this ger toshev wanted to be over the zara, it just says "Rotzeh lachzer." He's just rotzeh, and he's already killed just for the rotzeh. Could it be he was killed for the rotzeh? Answer is, he already has this pagam in amunos, and he's Jewish. So because of that pagam in his deos, he's chayiv misa. He's a min, he's an apikoros. So Baruch Hashem, in this shir, we explained 1, 2, 3, 4 shver Rambams. Amazing. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. And for a cherry on top, we can explain a very wondrous sugya on Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Vav. It says there that Akum v'roi behem adaka, lo ma'alim v'lo meridim. So if they're of the Avodah Zarah, and they're roi behem adaka, gazlanim, shepherds of these animals, lo ma'alim v'lo meridim. You don't save them, but you don't kill them. Aval haminim etc. Moridin v'lo ein malin. And the Gemara says, what are minim? Ov the avodah zara. So it's mamish estira minei ube, mimene ube. First we say that akum, ov the avodah zara, you don't kill. And then we say that minim you do, and minim are ov the avodah zara, the Gemara says. So, which one is it? Kill the Avodah Zarah, don't kill the Avodah Zarah. Tosis wants to say that the Akum is talking about Goyim, and then he has the Kasha on that. So Tosis is, himself says it's difficult, and the Meiri has a Pshat. But with the Rambam, with the Yisod that we said in the Rambam, it's Gevaldik. Because there's no din that Machmas Avodas Kochovim before of Moridim, not Chayav Misa for serving idols. It's Chayav Misa for the belief. So therefore it says, Akum v'roi behem adaka, lo malim v'lo moridim. So we're talking about a Jew, not like Tosis suggested, they're talking about a Goy. We're talking about it, himself asked the Kasha. Talking about a Jew. And lo malim v'lo moridim. Why lo malim v'lo moridim? Because he's over the zara, but he doesn't believe in it. Why would he not believe in it? Maybe his father was a poker, or he's a tinok shenishba. He's just doing it. He doesn't really believe in it. He's doing whatever. He's following. Menag avosav v'yadav. But he doesn't believe in it. So lo moridim. But if he's a min, who's over avodah zarah, meaning he's over avodah zarah and he does believe in it, then moridim. It's not a stira. We're talking about two different Ovdei Avodah Zarah. One who believes in it and one who doesn't believe in it. And only the guy who believes in it, he's going to be Chayav Misa. So, Aruch Hashem, we answered all these Shver Rambams and now the Gemara. So that was super Geshmak. And we should be zocheh lahamshich lilmod ulalamed lishmor v'lasu l'kaim is called divrei sama torasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and husband.